A bill being considered in the state house would create a natural reserve along the Holitna River. It would be the first time the legislature creates a reserve for hunting and fishing. The bill is sponsored by Representative Bob Huron, a Democrat from Bethel, along with Representative Mark Newman, a Big Lake Republican. A public hearing on the bill was held yesterday in the House Fisheries Committee. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Angela Denning Barnes reports.
House Bill 227 would establish 4 million acres of the Holitna River Basin as a hunting, fishing, and trapping reserve. The language of the bill states that the purpose is to promote management activities to rebuild or enhance fish and wildlife populations and habitats to maintain historical and sustainable harvest levels for continued high levels of human consumptive use of these resources. Greg Rozichka of Bethel was involved with the inception of the idea of a Holitna Reserve 5 years ago, and he explained the purpose this way during the hearing.
You know, you have similar special purpose areas in other sections of the state. Mr. Saxby mentioned about the forestry. Well, here we'd like to establish that assured protection for the hunting, fishing, and trapping values of an area.
The Holitna is a main tributary of the Kuskokwim and a rich fish and game area. It's the spawning ground for many salmon and an important area for moose habitat. If the bill passes, it would be the first time that the state legislature created a hunting and fishing reserve. Reserves are different than refuges, which already exist in the state. A refuge is an area set aside by the state legislature primarily for the protection of fish and game habitat. This reserve would create active management to produce high levels of human consumptive use. At the hearing, several residents and groups from the region spoke in favor of the bill. Doug Carney, chairman of the Stony Holitna Fish and Game Advisory Committee, said the committee supports it.
Because it's a sensitive area and it's the most productive. And a lot of people all up and down the Kuskokwim rely on it, particularly for fish.
The Sleep Mute Traditional Council said they were in favor of the bill. Mike Tellhauser of Aniak did too. He's the fisheries director with the Kuskokwim Native Association and said the area is vital for not only salmon, but whitefish too.
Very few identified spawning areas for humpback whitefish and for Lee Cisco are located in the Holitna River, and it provides the most significant feeding area for sheafish on the Kuskokwim.
Bethel resident Grant Fairbanks said in the last 36 years, he's gone to many meetings, including 9 hearings, about the importance of the Holitna.
This bill will indicate to all that fish and game resource management is the indicated and the best use of this watershed.
Dick Milius, director of the Department of Natural Resources, Division of Mining, Land, and Water, was present at the hearing. He said the division does not have any position on the bill, but they do have some concerns.
In terms of how mineral development, oil and gas development, and forestry uses might fit into this area.
Milius said there are some mining claims in the area, and there has been some interest in oil and gas exploration.
The resource experts think it has pretty low potential, but it's largely unexplored.
At the public hearing, it was asked if the bill would establish any user group as a priority. Kevin Saxby with the State Department of Law said no.
This bill establishes production of the fish and game resource as the priority, not a preference for any user group.
The House Fisheries Committee did not take any action on the bill and is holding it for further consideration. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.